Item 10, a resolution by Supervisor Weishan supporting the recovery and release of public records related to Milwaukee County business activity, which is subject to the Wisconsin Open Records Law.
Very good. Thank you. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you have before you is a resolution that I had drafted in response to the ending of the John Doe investigation, the first John Doe investigation, and then the subsequent release of the emails from the county exec's office that were produced by Kelly Reinfleisch. And what you saw in those emails was that a large, vast amount of public business was being conducted in private without the records being kept on a secret email system. Now, it's very clear when you look at your own handbook that you're given as a county supervisor and the how to comply with the open records law on the local government side that was written by J.B. Van Hollen that we're all supposed to be aware of, that regardless of whether or not you use a private system or a public system, if you are conducting the public's business, you have to retain those documents. We now know, because of this investigation, where some of those documents are. And so what this does is direct the administration and Corp Counsel's office to go and get the public's property and bring it back here to Milwaukee County so that it can be made public for the citizens to review. So that's what the resolution asks, and I hope for your support.
Okay. Attorney Grady, I know that there was some. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking at, as an example, lines 58 through 61, and I see that there's a request that the district attorney provide and support the release of public records related to business activity. So I'm asking the author, all public records related to the business activity that may be physically, in other words, you may be looking for certain records, but it looks as if this is, at least in that particular be a resolved clause, that it's just too broad with respect to the request of information. At least that's my opinion.
Do you want me to respond, Mr. Chairman? Or?
Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you. I guess the language is broad, and if you have a suggestion on how to shape it or scope it in a manner that you feel is appropriate, the fact is, you know, a bit of this is because of the legal process that I can only respond to what's been put out into the public domain. That we know from the emails that have been released that there was quite a bit of public business that was done privately. So I can't tell you exactly where there are, so you just have to ask a general question it's a request of the district attorney's office. He's very competent. I have all full faith in him to do what he feels is necessary and to release to us whatever is appropriate at the appropriate time.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Attorney Grady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Some concerns from Corp Counsel's office.
Yes, thank you. I have some information to share, first of all, and also some concerns to share. In response to this resolution, I asked the John Doe judge for permission to have these initial proceedings related to the journal's request made public, and he granted that request. And so I'm free to discuss that with you. I just got that permission in the last couple days. And so just to let you know essentially what the status of what is actually going on with respect to the John Doe and the subject of this resolution, the Journal Sentinel did and has made a request to intervene in the John Doe proceeding and to have records delivered from the John Doe judge to Milwaukee County to the county executive's office, and that is pending. The journal recently filed their extensive brief, probably an inch thick. The district attorney's office and I, on behalf of the county executive, have been invited to refile responses by April 29th. The court has set a hearing date on May 21st, and we'll decide the motion at that point. And so my first point is, this is proceeding without the county board's involvement, without this resolution, and the resolution may be a bit moot by the time it's adopted, if it is adopted. So I think there ought to be some hesitation for that reason, just because the process is already moving. It's already done. We're going to have a result, presumably shortly after May 21st, from the judge. Secondly, I have concerns about some of the Be It Resolved clauses. There are five Be It Resolved clauses, and really there are two of them that concern me. And just to go through them real quickly, the first Be It Resolved clause says the county board supports the release of any public records. I have no legal concerns with that motion. In fact, the county executive agrees with it, so there's no problem, you know, between the two branches of government. There's no legal issue with adopting that motion or that resolution. The second one does give me pause, primarily because it is an attempt to direct the county executive on this issue. And it is my opinion that an elected official cannot direct another elected official in this respect. A little background is that the public records law and the public records retention law are two separate laws. And there's a court case to that effect that you can't sue someone for failing to keep records under the public records law. There is a separate section of the statute that deals with actual retention of records. And the responsibility is placed on first elected official to pass their records on to the successor elected official for that office. So a predecessor in one of your supervisory districts had the responsibility to pass to you any records from your district or from that office of supervisor to you when they left office. And then you have the responsibility to pass anything that's a public record on to your successor. That's a different section of the law than the public records law per se. It's related to, obviously, but it's a different thing with different penalties, different sanctions. I don't believe that an elected official, whether it's a supervisor or the county executive or the sheriff or any other county elected official, can be forced by another elected official to go make a request of his or her predecessor to give them records that that the predecessor did not pass on. I'm not saying that they couldn't make the request, but I don't think it can be forced. And so my problem with this second resolution is the fact that the county board is trying to direct the county executive, and I think he has discretion, like each of you has with your offices, on that issue. And so I believe, frankly, that Be It Resolved clause is legally inappropriate.
Can we have questions about that?
Rather than one piece by piece.
So. I'm just wondering if the word directed or obtained was changed to accept, and without the word directed, it seems to me that the exec is required to carry out policy established by the board. And if the board made a statement of policy, wouldn't it be assumed that he has the responsibility, whether directed or not, to find himself in accordance with that policy, his actions?
Mr. Chairman, I think the policy on this issue is set by state statute, and it says specifically that it's discretionary with him or with you, with an elected official, on whether to take the action that's being sought here. And so I don't think the county board can supersede the statutory policy.
Well, I'm simply saying that you're objecting to the word directed. Were the word directed removed and replaced with a policy request on the part of the board, would he not then be charged with a responsibility for carrying out the policy? Wouldn't that remove the conflict with potential conflict with state law? It's semantic, in other words.
Perhaps I'm misunderstanding the question, Mr. Chairman, but as I understand the question, the answer is no, that doesn't solve the problem. But I have to reinforce that the county executive doesn't disagree with the spirit of this resolution. I'm not here to speak in that sense. I mean, he is in favor of any public records that are county public records being in the possession of the county. He will release any public records that he has or that come into his possession to others. But I think that's a different thing than the county board trying to tell the sheriff or the county executive to go get records of his predecessor. The other minor technical point, and it's just a minor point, is that technically the current county executive is not the successor to former county executive Walker. The actual successor would have been either Chairman Holloway or Mr. Pratt. And so they are the actual immediate successors to the prior, to Mr. Walker.
Before he moves on to another point.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Sorry. All right. Were you going to another one? All right. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this, he is a department head regardless of his elected status, that he is, you know, the county administrator. We know where certain county property is. I'm not asking him, or the board is not asking him, to go on some fishing expedition or go, take an action that he is opposed to doing. It's the equivalent of, you know, go pick up the public's property. You know where it's at. If we are not directing the county executive, who is supposed to be the chief administrative person of Milwaukee County, then who do you direct? He has a responsibility to run the day-to-day operations of county government, and we know where public property is, and we're saying somebody needs to go pick it up. And if it's not the county executive, then my question is, then who?
I mean, if the direction were to Corp Counsel, would that, I mean, to intervene in the case and assert the county's rights to their records, and that would be appropriate? It's exclusively the county executive direction that you object to?
Mr. Chairman, that segues, and I'll try to circle back and answer the question directly, but that segues into the last be it resolved clause, and it says that the county is going to on record to assist the Journal Sentinel in getting the records. It's a difficult situation because Corporation Counsel is charged as the prosecutors for the state law for violations of open meetings law and public records law in this county by other governmental units, or our own for that matter. And so I don't think it's appropriate for Corporation Counsel to assist private litigants on, you know, anything, whether it's a journal or anybody else. We are charged with assisting county government. And so I'm just concerned about the way that's written, not sort of necessarily the end result, but the way it's written. The other factor that has to be considered, not so much by the county executive or the county board necessarily, but by the John Doe judge, is the secrecy of the John Doe. And you know, these records were obtained through the DA's office as part of a secret John Doe proceeding. That secrecy order still applies to the rest of the John Doe proceeding, just not to this issue. And there's case law in Wisconsin from appellate courts that basically says the legislature has said that secrecy of John Doe proceedings is paramount, and there's no balancing of the public's interest versus anything else because the secrecy statute, the John Doe statute, says secret proceedings are secret. And so the question, one of the several questions I think the John Doe judge is going to be confronted with by the Journal's motion is, I have to weigh the public policy that supports secrecy of John Doe proceedings, allowing us to do, among other things, prosecutions and investigations of public integrity, like this prosecution. And so they have to weigh the public policy that supports the secrecy to do those kinds of things against the public policy, perhaps, of open public records. Now, as I said, there's appellate cases that indicate there really isn't any weighing there. Secrecy, the legislature said secrecy is what supersedes. But my point is, and because the county executive has been asked to be a party to these proceedings, it's not really his position or my position on his behalf, that that's something for us to judge. It's for the judge to judge that question, you know, and the DA's office, who has an interest in secrecy of John Doe's proceedings on behalf of the people of the state of Wisconsin as prosecutors, to decide whether that factor outweighs the other factors. And so, because if the secrecy of closed John Doe proceedings is opened for this or other reasons, it starts to dilute the purpose of the secrecy, the cooperation, et cetera, that you have in secrecy of proceedings. I'm not a district attorney. I've never been a district attorney, so that's not really my area to talk about that. But that's why, again, I think the proper role for the county executive and, for that matter, county government is to just say to the John Doe judge, we are happy to receive any public records that you think are appropriately given to Milwaukee County, and we will make them available if you do that. But it's not our position to decide whether you think secrecy is more important for your John Doe purposes than the other policies behind public records law. And it's also not for us to decide what's public. I mean, we haven't seen these records. I mean, there's a lot of speculation based on what we have seen that there is discussion of public business those records. But I don't know that. I suspect it's true, but I don't know that because I haven't seen that. We also know that there's a lot of stuff in there that is clearly not public. I mean, there's already been discussion about purely personal emails that are contained in those records that have already been released. And we don't want those. We only want the public records. To Supervisor Johnson's question, this be it resolved clause only asks for public records. And we don't want to be in the position of making that decision. So we only want to receive public records, not personal records, not campaign records. Because there is, you know, there is an appropriate line between campaign and public records. So it's important that we let the judge make those kinds of decisions. And I'm not here to, I guess I am here to speak on behalf of the county executive in that sense because I'm his attorney in this proceeding. And so, you know, he, I think, shares the concern of the county board that public records that we have never had possession of and never had possession of, if they exist, and if the John Doe judge is willing to give them to us, that he give them to us and that we will make them public. But beyond that, I think that's my concern to a couple of the clauses here is it goes beyond that and sort of injects county policy on issues that we don't know the full ramifications of with respect to secrecy balancing and other things. So that's a long-winded discussion, but I think it's an important and a difficult issue, and so that's why.
How is the county executive invited or included in that process if you're saying that there really is no, like that this isn't really our place to be in this argument? It's not our, one of your arguments was essentially that this is the journal's fight and that we don't have an appropriate place in it, but then you said that he was invited in or asked to be a part of it, so I don't understand that distinction.
I don't recall whether it was the journal or whether it was the district attorney's office, but one of the two parties suggested to the John Doe judge that the current county executive be invited to participate in this issue.
But isn't that, is it, and because you've said that he's not even the direct successor, that's as a representative of the county, because the case are our records or about our business, that would be the case. I mean, there's nothing, they were just looking for somebody to represent the county, right?
I can't speak to what their thought process was. I mean, the journal has written, journal's attorneys have written statements to the effect that they believe the county executive has a duty to go get these records. I fundamentally disagree with that legal opinion, but so that's probably why he was invited. So,
okay. Supervisor Weisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Listening to all of that, I think we still need to go forward on this because what it comes down to is we're just asking. The judge will decide that, you know, that's the authority in all of this of what's appropriate public documents to be released and, what needs to stay secret to protect the integrity of the John Doe process. But if we don't ask, we're not going to get anything. And we have a responsibility to go and say, hey, we would like our property. And if the authority that controls that property now says you're going to have to wait, or you're only going to get a portion of it, or whatever, that's their decision. But we can't just stand by and just hope they sort of send it in the mail to us. You have to be proactive in this, and then, like I said, they're the controlling party, and they will say what they can release and what they can't release. But if we don't give direction from Milwaukee County to tell our people, like I said, to keep it simple, to go get our property, they're not just going to, on a whim, oh, yeah, make sure that the county board and all of those citizens in Milwaukee County get access to all of this stuff. You know, it just doesn't work that way. And I want it to be clear that we are making a statement that we want our property and we want it returned to Milwaukee County and we want it made available to the public. That's what we have.
Well, and Supervisor, Attorney Grady, could you clarify the timeline that you think this is on and exactly what is the executive's position then? What is he asking you to assert?
As to the timeline again, the Journal actually filed the request quite some time ago, but there was an issue with the law firm that represented them, and they had to switch to law firms, and so it got delayed a little bit. But the new law firm that has been retained by the Journal refiled the motion fairly recently with all their supporting documentation. The judge has given the district attorney's office and the county executive until April 29th to file a response. And then he's set a hearing date on May 21st. And then at some point thereafter, either that day or thereafter, he'll issue a decision. I don't know if it'll be that day or thereafter. In response to Supervisor Weishan's point about the county supports the release of public records, I think that the first be it resolved clause supports that without the second one. I can represent that I have no problem informing the court that Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, if you pass this resolution with the first and third or whatever clauses in it, that the Milwaukee County Board supports the release of the records, and I would inform him of that, even though the county board is technically not a party, but I have no problem saying that to the judge. I think you can accomplish what you want to accomplish without some of the language that I think is more problematic. And in direct response to the last question, Mr. Chairman, I haven't written a response, but in general, I think the county executive's posture is the same as the county board's. He would like the Milwaukee County to have whatever public records it is entitled to have. And if the Durando judge says we're entitled to have those records, he would like to have them. I think there's other factors at play here that are not really our interest, namely the John Doe issue, the secrecy issue.
So is that position that he'd be happy to take anything they give him, or that he's affirmatively asking to take anything that they would allow?
I guess I haven't gotten that nuanced with the county executive. I'd want to talk to him. I don't believe he would have. Well, I hesitate to say because I don't have the direct answer.
Supervisor Weishan.
I'm amazed at how this conversation is kind of. Just because we have the word directed in there, is there some other angle here? I'm not quite getting. If we are to believe so, enthusiastic about yes, getting all these public documents. What's the big deal because we have the word directed? I don't all of a sudden, what, because I told Chris Abley to go get him, he's now offended by that and is not going to do it? But if I go there and say pretty please, then he'll gladly run off to the courtroom and pick him up for me? I don't, that sounds like the thing here. I don't, because it's pretty cut and dried. I mean, at least the way I see it, that public property's there, go pick it up. You're the head of Milwaukee County government. So he's a department head. I don't think the language is wrong here, and I think we should move this forward And the ultimate authority, the judge, will decide what gets released and what doesn't. And that is, the main gist of this. Thank you.
Attorney Grady.
Just very briefly, I want to make it clear that this is not a county executive, county board issue, because the county executive did not raise this concern over the word directed with me. I raised it with him. I brought it up to his attention because it's my legal position. It had nothing to do with Act 14 or anything about him being insulted. I was concerned, given my belief in the law, that that's an issue. And so that was my issue that I raised as a lawyer for the county executive, and I would raise it for any other elected official in the county, whether it was the county board chairwoman on behalf of the county board as a department, whether it was the sheriff, the county board passing a resolution directing the sheriff to go get records of his predecessor. It's a legal position I think is consistent for all elected officials. And I understand the frustration, I think, of everyone that there may be some public business that was conducted in secret out there that we don't have access to. But the Journal is very capable and is doing a very credible job of representing the interests of the public. That's why they intervene. That's why they're allowed to intervene, is to do that. And they'll take that posture. The county executive will, I guess maybe the way I would put it is philosophically, join in supporting public records being kept in the public to the extent the John Doe judge thinks that he can ignore or set aside the secrecy policies of the John Doe proceeding.
Okay. Roger.
Thanks. I guess if the language could be modified in a way that Corp Counsel would find acceptable without changing the author's intent, I'd be more inclined to support this. I think that's essentially what you suggested, is that the elimination of some of the language wouldn't change the intent, but in fact would make it, it would remove obstacles in your mind to us acting on this today.
I hate to draft, in public, so to speak, but I think if you mirror that clause, that resolution, the same as the next one, in the third resolution, you request the DA to provide the records. Now, the DA can ignore your request. He may do that. He may say, I don't want these released. I don't know. They haven't filed their response yet. But you can make the same request to the county executive. The county executive is requested to obtain physical custody. And I think if you mirror the same request to him that you're making to the district attorney, that would be acceptable. And then the only other concern I have is the notion that we're going to assist the Journal in the last clause.
So, first of all, it would be the elimination of the fourth or the second, be it resolved, 54 through 56.
Not the elimination, just a changing of the word directed to requested.
To request, okay. Well, I'll leave it to the author to make what amendments might be appropriate in his mind, but I'd like to see those before going ahead and supporting this.
Is there an amendment?
Well, I was going to say, if that is the one thing, changing one word, that's fine with me, that we can have that written to be the exec is requested.
It sounded like that change on line 54 was the one, and the second was the final. It resolved. I believe there was also an issue. Your amendment would just be to line 54 at this time.
Right. I guess. If we want to delete 68 through 71
Okay.
as part of that amendment.
All right. The motion by Supervisor Weishan is to modify the language on line 54, to substitute the word requested for the word directed, and to eliminate lines 68 through 71, the final be it further resolved clause. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Is that clear to everyone? Supervisor Bukowski?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, and with all due respect to the author, is there a burning reason that we need to take this up today when we know that April 29th, we're going to have some answers, so that if we don't get the answers on April 29th that at the May Judiciary meeting, we could take this back up? I guess we seem to be going through a lot of different gyrations for something that may or probably be moot. I'm not looking to aggravate the author, but I don't know, is there some reason that this must be taken up today?
If you'd like an answer.
I'll let Supervisor Weishan answer that.
I think, Mr. Chairman, this is the work that this committee is supposed to do. That this has been a long process, going back years now. This activity, took place in 2010 or 2009, some of it. So, you can keep delaying if you want, but the fact is, now is the time, and it's before us. And a simple amendment, I've taken the Corp Counsel's advice, and we've changed the word directed, and we've simply eliminated the last be it resolved clause. So I think we're prepared to move forward and can give that direction. And there's nothing that would need to be changed or would be mute a month from now.
I'd like to temporarily lay it over to have that amendment drafted so that it's clear for everyone, and we'll return to item 10 as soon as it's ready. Attorney Grady?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just very briefly, two things. One is, I don't have a position on whether today is the right day or not. I wasn't trying to take a position on that. I just wanted you to have the facts so that you knew what was going on, and it's up to you to decide whether you want to pass this today or not. That was not my intent. And then secondly, I just want to say thank you. I know that we haven't had a vote on this yet, but I want to thank the author for considering the amendment. I appreciate it. This has been a difficult issue for me, I have to tell you that. It's an unusual situation. There's no law in this area that I'm aware of, directly on this specific issue. And so there's general law that I've talked about, but nothing specific. And so I do appreciate the committee's consideration of the amendment. Thank you.
So we'll temporarily lay over item 10 for the drafting of the amendment. With that, let's move on for now to item 11.